I think chiefly among that stuff is the fact that we at the city recognize what our employers and residents are going through with this COVID-19. Our budget cycle usually doesn't start until June, so we've advanced that exactly for the reason of this COVID struggles that people are dealing with and wanting to be proactive on that and getting some direction from council on our path forward. The increase based on the comp and class that you mentioned there is accurate, but there's other things that we can look at in that direction from council was given to us. Mayor stated his position, what he'd like to see of no more than a 4% increase in the levy to account for the challenges. Our city budget is comprised as a service entity. 63% of our budget goes towards personnel and payroll, and that's very much in line with other comparable cities that we've done an analysis. We're 223rd out of 233 cities across the state, a population of over 2,500 or more on a per capita basis, and that places us at 6% of the bottom of any community in the state as far as our tax levy is concerned. So we're very competitive as far as what we ask for from our businesses and residents and on a tax, property tax basis, but that doesn't change the fact that there's some significant challenges that we've talked about with COVID, and we plan on responding to those. I think that was clearly a direction from council at Monday night's meeting.